when I was batting there, I could have batted the last sort of five or six overs. Unfortunately, we kind of lost wickets at crucial times. And then obviously in the field, guys fought very hard. And at one stage, we looked like, you know, we were going to get into them quite deeply. And then they had a good partnership. And it almost looked like we were maybe out of it for a little stage. And then we got another cluster of wickets. But, then, you know, that's cricket. It's always up and down. Definitely never would have thought of this result at the end of the day.
Those wickets falling constantly is something that's been an issue for the middle order. Obviously, you said you would have liked to bat a little bit longer, something that the team definitely needs to address.
Yeah, I know, for sure. I think, you know, the wickets that we've had here at Queen's, they've been quite sticky, quite slow. They've also spun quite a bit. So I think it's just a case of trying to play that boring cricket in that middle period from about 10 to 40 overs, trying to build yourself a platform for the end, and, you know, just to try and have some wickets in hand as well.
You struggled for some form a couple of months ago, but it looks like you're getting back into the Craig Irvin mode that we know.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, that Bangladesh tour is always the tough one to go on. You know, those conditions are not easy, but, you know, you just have to keep putting your head down, keep working hard. Zools is always on your case, you know, making sure you hit balls, making sure you're doing the work that you need to do. So he does make it easier to get back into form.
Did you genuinely believe that you weren't going to lose that game in that last over?
That's a tough one. I actually thought, you know, when we got them eight down, I actually thought that there's a good chance we might be able to roll through them. And obviously, Lisk at the end, they hit quite a few decent shots, got some boundaries. And the last over, you just never know what's going to happen, eh?